Philip Semper-Pierre, the journal here, today's date is 11/21/2022. Dictation is from Louis O'Connell. O'Connell spells O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Louis spells L-O-U-I-S. Date of birth is 01/23/1960. 62-year-old female, here with suprapubic pain, period. Patient says this has been going on for approximately 2 days. She says she has a history of cystitis and symptoms are similar. Patient stated she did a home test for UTI and it's just positive, period. She indicated the last time she was there she received pyridium and macrobid and those work well for her, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, patient says she's eating and drinking well and denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, patient denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is Blood pressure is 117/65. Pulse rate is 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft. No rebound. No guarding. No peritoneal signs. Period. She has suprapubic tenderness to palpation. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, lung, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute UTI, number 2, dysuria, number 3, frequency, period. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done in the clinic today. Urinalysis revealed leukocyte proteins and blood. Please include in our diagnosis hematuria and proteinuria. Patient was offered ultrasound, considering she said that she gets frequent UTI. I consider ultrasound to evaluate the structural status of her urinary tract. She said she would come back to have that done another day. She was sent home with the following medication: macrobid, 100 milligrams. She would take one POBID for 14 days. Number 28. In parentheses, patient requests 14 days medication. She said she gets them so often, she would like to have some at home, standby, just in case she get it again. She will take this medication for 7 days and hold the next 7 days for the next episode, period. Next medication, pyridium, 200 milligrams. She would take one POTID. For 4 days, number 12, she was advised and educated on preventive methods to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient was offered an injection of Rocephin. She declined, says she does not like the injections. End of dictation.